You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You look around and realize you are in the minority. You could hunker down and keep to yourself, or you could take a cue from Florence Noel and create a positive space for yourself and others like you. Create a community. Florence Noel is a grad student at U of M's Ross School of Business and the School of Information. She is a woman of color. And at the Ross School, for example, minorities make up only 23% of its full-time MBA candidates, while women make up only 43%. So Florence has created Dear Black Women, DBW. It's an affirmation movement for black women by black women. Florence Noel, welcome, and it's good to have you here on Stateside.
Happy to be here, Cindy.
So to get an idea what it was like for you when you came here to Ann Arbor to the University of Michigan, tell us about where you grew up and what that was like.
Yeah, I grew up in New York. I grew up primarily in Westchester County. That is the county right above New York City. Folks from New York City will be very, very, very serious about telling you that. And I grew up for most of my upbringing in a very, very diverse environment. It wasn't something that I noted because it was normal to have people from all over the United States and all over the world. And I was raised largely in a Haitian enclave with a pretty extensive Caribbean community as a part of my upbringing.
And here you come to Ann Arbor. What was that like for you?
So the thing is, people often say to me, leaving New York City, where I spent a good time in Brooklyn, and coming to Ann Arbor, were you anticipating that I'll say something bad? I have nothing bad to say.
So, Dear Black Women, I see on the website an affirmation movement for black women by black women.
Yes.
What do you do? What
is it? Yeah. So, Dear Black Women started off first with our circle, which is a gathering of black women centering affirmations we've written ourselves. It sounds incredibly simple, and the entry is very simple. You write yourself a letter, you submit it in advance, and then we make an experience out of it, centering everyone's letter. And what evolved into something I thought would take no more than maybe an hour to 2 hours can become a full-day event, 6 to 8 hours, people blocking off their days. And the conversation is at once an opportunity to relieve yourself, to see yourself reflected, to get advice, to get information, to get connections. It becomes this great networking experience. From the first circle, which had 5 people, we've grown to over 500 in this local area and reaching over 4,000 nationally. And the vision for DBW, Dear Black Women, is to continue to build communities like this throughout the country and find ways through online communities to connect us more deeply.
So what was the impetus for founding Dear Black Women?
Yeah, the impetus has been a lifelong journey of feeling in so many spaces throughout life that being a black woman can often feel like being a double, triple, quadruple minority, depending on additional identities you have. And it manifests in a wide range of ways that are captured in statistics when you look at the state of black women in the country, but also in lived experiences of feeling like you're receiving microaggressions, you're not seen as the person who can lead, your voice may not be amplified, or if it is, it might be heard through a filter that has stereotypes all over it. And so this is not a recent development. It's been a lifelong journey of thinking through how you create spaces that affirm black women and create opportunities for black women.
Can you give me something that sticks in your mind when you were on the receiving end of this kind of microaggression that got thrown at you? You're like, where do you want
to
start?
I'm gonna say,
come on. Put us in your shoes.
The examples are so extensive that it's almost painful to pull out one because none will represent all. But there have been incredible instances of leading things and having a lot of criticism come towards me where in the same situation to other people, it would not be the same. And understanding that despite working hard and seeking to achieve things at high levels, that there'll be an expectation of failure or of not being as good as you present to be as a function of being black, as a function of being a woman, as a function of being a black woman. And these aren't surprising. You find black people from all genders experiences and a lot of women from all races experiences. What we often don't spend a lot of time looking at is how when you are both black and a woman, how does that combine? These things that we're aware of people experiencing as women, people experiencing as black people, bringing them together. Yeah.
So as you're working on your two graduate degrees and you're doing this, and this is a for-profit group?
Yes, it is.
So how is the revenue coming in, and how do you want to make this a sustainable undertaking?
It's for-profit intentionally because in my experience over 10 years in nonprofit before grad school, I've just understood how often nonprofits struggle with funding the good work that they're doing. And so the challenge for me is pinning down what the revenue streams for DBW will be. As of to date, it's been largely events. In time, I want to be able to introduce membership models that can create a whole class of things that remain free and accessible despite whatever socioeconomic background you're in, but then also offer additional resources and value to people who would want to be able to pay into a membership. Beyond there, there's opportunities for partnerships and sponsorships because this is a community of very, very, very richly talented, eager people who are in need of more access to resources and opportunities. And I believe we're at a time where the people who have those access and opportunities who would like to partner. So those are some of the initial thoughts.
And age range, what are we looking at?
Largely millennial women from, I would say the youngest has been 18. And we've gone into our 60s as well.
I was going to say, you need to get some of the women who've had a few years under their belt.
Absolutely. We have. Yes. Largely because it started within the university network and branched out, it's naturally been millennial women 18 to in their mid-30s. But we have now moved in spaces where we have more women beyond that age range. And all Black women are welcome.
Flo, how do you respond to someone who might make a point? Flo, we're in America in 2018. We are way too siloed as it is.
Yeah.
Is there a validity to that argument? Could it be seen as being siloed off?
I don't know that the word silo is the accurate word. I think if we are talking about the lived realities of people based on identities, then we have to appreciate that not everyone's experience is the same. And as such, not everyone's needs are the same. It is imperative that Black women have safe spaces where they can feel reflected and affirmed. And what that enables is more connections with people who have more wholeness, more happiness, more groundedness in who they are. If people are interested in conversations across the aisle and across different identities, you want it with people who are as healthy as possible. And that's what DBW does. It does not exclude what Black women can do outside of our community, but it focuses on making sure that within our communities we get what we need so we can be better people.
How can Black women who are listening to us talk find you?
Yes! I get excited. DearBlackWomenProject.com. You'll be able to sign up, and if you're in the Southeast Michigan area, you'll get notices about events, you'll get notices about resources and affirmations and connected to the community. And if you're outside of Southeast Michigan, we're going to be branching out shortly. So stay tuned.
Florence Noel, the founder of Dear Black Women, thank you for sharing your work with us.
Thank you.